Yes, welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Got so many stories here to cover for you today. And let's get started off with the with some of the top ones here. President Biden was actually surveying Puerto Rico's hurricane damage that came about because of Hurricane Ian. And he's expected to go to Florida after that to survey damage here in the state. But while he was there, he went ahead and announced he went ahead and announced $60 million in aid to Puerto Rico. $60 million in aid. And so there's still apparently 120,000 people still without power in Puerto Rico. 2 weeks. Hurricane Ian didn't hit Puerto Rico. It was Hurricane Fiona. So 2 weeks after Hurricane Fiona hit there, they're still without power over there in Puerto Rico, still trying to recover. We have some Hurricane Ian updates for you as it pertains to that those recovery efforts. Basically, the death toll, the last I saw was 59 individuals. No, sorry. The 100. Yesterday was 59. Sorry. Yeah, 100 is what it's topped to right now. The search for survivors continues. They're actually still making rescues now. That's pretty amazing when you see that. Then the expenses, $1.6 billion has been filed thus far, $1.6 billion. And, of course, it's still just going up. We're just at the beginning of the filings for things like that. So kind of crazy right there. Some other stories pertaining to Hurricane Ian, recovery efforts. A little bit later here for you. According to some recent polling, Americans are overestimating how much grocery store prices have increased. Just overestimating it just a little bit. Then the Nord Stream pipeline, it was damaged earlier, and Sweden said yesterday that it looked like the damage, like it stopped leaking. Now it looks like the leak for the pipeline has indeed been confirmed that it has stopped leaking. Then stocks came back pretty strong today. The Dow closed nearly 800 points higher. Tesla fell, and oil surged overall. Then other stories here for you. There was a Poland. Poland is the latest to demand reparations from Germany. Poland is demanding $1.3 trillion in reparations, in wartime reparations from Germany. That's interesting. Then Tesla has a new robot. Yeah, that's right. We've mentioned this before. We've talked about it before. A humanoid robot. And so they've introduced this humanoid robot, and well, people aren't very satisfied with it, at least not thus far. So the idea, I think, is that this humanoid robot would help drive their vehicles. That's kind of the idea. So instead of being driverless vehicles, they will be driven just by robots. It's kind of weird. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have a couple accidents reported by FHP. First off, on I-10 eastbound at mile marker 5. This is going to be the 9, right near the 9 Mile Road exit. We do have an accident reported. Roadway is clear, not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind. As well as on Pine Forest, we're seeing a slowdown where Pine Forest and County Road 297 meet. Again, no roadblock, nothing major to slow you down, but just keep that in mind. And then lastly, we do have an accident on West Michigan at Sun Valley Drive. Roadway is clear, but keep that in mind if you're going through that intersection. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace, nothing but your typical afternoon traffic. And if you are leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, you're going to see that everyday spotty traffic right near the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve. This is going to be in the eastbound direction if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is presented by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. A couple other stories here for you. Peloton, remember they got into big financial trouble there because of their some accidents on their bikes. So they said they're no longer going to make bikes. They'll just put their software on other companies' bikes. Well, Peloton just signed a deal to put fitness bikes into Hilton's 5,400 U.S. hotels. Also, Dish Network, and if you have Dish Network, you'll want to hear this. Dish Network has announced that ESPN and Disney channels have been restored to the network following a contract dispute. And then finally, Apple CEO Tim Cook predicts that AR, it's like virtual reality, will have a profound impact, but yet he still downplayed the metaverse, which is interesting because the last Apple meeting that they just had, Apple was expected to introduce a virtual reality headset of some sort or augmented reality headset, and they didn't do it. And so everybody's kind of going, okay, what's going on with their plans for the metaverse? And today he said that they will have he believes that augmented reality will make a big difference, yet downplayed the metaverse, which, of course, the metaverse is being launched more by Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, which is steadily becoming Apple's big competitor. So there you go. All right, it is Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, top trending news. Stick around. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, this year's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Pensacola is October 29th at Seville Square. You're invited to walk in the walk, raising the funds, bring in your friends, and celebrate with survivors. Registration activities start at 8 a.m. and the walk is at 9 a.m. Once again, October 29th. Register today on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, the trial of three men that police say are connected to the plot to kidnap Michigan's governor is getting underway today.
Peter Musico, Joseph Morrison, and Paul Bilar face up to 20 years in prison if convicted of their alleged involvement. Prosecutors say they formed a partnership with Adam Fox, who's already been convicted in the plot. The trio is accused of providing support and an outdoor training ground for the conspirators. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And, well, I heard you mention this a minute ago. President Biden announcing funding to help Puerto Rico recover from Hurricane Fiona today.
You deserve every bit of help your country can give you. That's what I'm determined to do, and that's what I promise you.
And the president pledged to ensure that Puerto Rico gets the funding it needs, says he approved the emergency declaration before the storm to make sure the funding goes through on time. And, Bobby, the big story today, Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh describing that shooting over at the Bellevue ballpark today is a horrible tragedy. This, of course, we've been covering it throughout the day. Today, the sheriff's office says a group of 6 to 10 people caused a disturbance at the ballpark over the weekend and ended up in a shooting with the 15 shots fired. All of this as a youth football game was going on. Jeff Burgosh on it today.
We have a great community. This is not representative of the community of Bellevue, and I just want people to know that. These are outside influences coming in. They will be caught. I have no doubt the sheriff and his men are going to catch these people. As he said, we won't tolerate it. The county, in addition, is going to work with the sheriff's office to schedule additional off-duty deputies. We have 7 remaining youth football games in the season.
And as you heard there, there's going to be increased security at the youth football fields. And I actually just got an email in from Pensacola Police as well, and they will also be increasing their presence at the athletic parks within city limits. And grief counseling is being offered by Escambia County as well. That's going to be tomorrow night at the Wednesday night at the Wedgewood Community Center.
Yeah, very sad story right there. And I'm surprised that, you know, like what he was saying, is that they don't have They don't really have, I guess, very good leads right now, so they're needing a lot more help. Anybody that has any kind of video or audio or anything like that that might have been, you know, might be available, that would be, they need that help right now to get that stuff over there. And you know, fortunately, no children were affected by this as far as bullets, but they're going to be affected by the shooting, you know. This is a very traumatizing situation if they witnessed or even heard the shots, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
So I can't imagine these kids having to deal with that.
Well, during the press conference earlier, Sheriff Simmons shared a story about, apparently it was right after as the investigation was going on, and there was, I think he said maybe it was a 10-year-old girl, and he was trying to comfort her and, you know, get her and her mother back to their car, and she was so traumatized she didn't even want to step, you know, away from the law enforcement officers or whatever. So, I mean, it's very traumatic for these kids to witness that type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's a tough one. So hopefully they're able to get that. In the meantime, you know, they're still investigating some other shootings, some other drive-by. We've had like a little bit of a spike of like drive-by shootings and stuff that's happened. It's not just here. It's kind of a nationwide thing that they've been seeing. So, so kind of a big surprise to just kind of see how all of that has been going down. So hopefully they'll be able to find out who has been involved with this and get to the bottom of that whole thing. So nip it in the bud. That'd be the hope at least. When was the last update? It was just like an hour ago or something.
Yes, we got an update from the sheriff's office. Well, it was a few hours ago now. It was about 1 o'clock this afternoon. But
okay, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Really nothing major to slow you down right now. You're going to see your everyday afternoon traffic if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point on 98 in front of the Nature Preserve. But I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear. Pine Forest northbound, expect your everyday afternoon traffic. And again, northbound direction in between 9 Mile and I-10. And checking in clear on Highway 90 throughout Pace, as well as the Causeway and Highway 90 in Pensacola, moving nicely. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, coming up here next, I have an update on the whole student loan forgiveness program. I'll share that with you coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy.
That's cool right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 3 minutes. We've got your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit. There is a... let me give you an update on this student loan forgiveness program. So this is the thing that President Biden announced, that we're going to have student loan forgiveness. There's going to be an application process sometime before the end of December. Where you can get up to $10,000 of student loans forgiven if you make under a certain amount of money. And many Americans will qualify for that. However, apparently the U.S. Department of Education, and by the way, there's already a bunch of lawsuits, including I think it's 6 states that are suing over this, trying to say that it's unconstitutional. Well, besides those lawsuits and everything, the U.S. Department of Education late last week revised its online guidance on who would qualify for the $10,000 student loan forgiveness. Basically, 770,000 borrowers all of a sudden have become ineligible to, or they will not qualify that for that. So it's those who have Perkins loans and federal family education loans, FFEL. Basically, these were earlier loans that were guaranteed by the federal government, and they're managed by private lenders. The FFEL program ran from 1965 to 2010, and Perkins loans ended in 2017. But if people have those loans, then they will not qualify for the student loan forgiveness program. Previously, they said that those loans could be consolidated into federal direct loans and then qualify for debt forgiveness. Now they changed the rules, though. No press conference, no press releases, really, or anything like that. They just changed on their website. As of September 29th, 2022, borrowers with federal student loans not held by the Education Department cannot obtain one-time debt relief by consolidating those loans into direct loans. So, yeah, once again, that will affect about 770,000 borrowers thus far. So that's a pretty big one, where a lot of people are thinking they're going to get their student loans forgiven, and then it turns out it's, you know, for some of them, they're going to have to pay attention. They're going to think they're going to be getting the student loans forgiven, but not going to happen. All right, Pensacola right now. Bob, you're awesome. News Radio 923. Coming up next, got your sports hit. Stick around. Philanthropic heart of our community at the 6th Annual Brunch and Bubbles on October 23rd. You can enjoy a walkabout brunch at Portofino featuring local celebrity chefs, bottomless premier champagne, and other brunch cocktails, live entertainment, and live music by John Ripley. Gulf Coast Kids House is the only child advocacy center in Escambia County. They help approximately 3,000 kids every year at no cost to them or their families. You can find out more and buy tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. By the way, just remember, we now have a mobile app. You can listen to the live stream on our mobile app. You can click on the on-demand button to listen to podcasts of this show, of Pensacola Morning News and Pep Talk with Jenna Barr. And you can check out national local news. And if you have any news or traffic tips, click on the open mic feature and you can send us your audio tip. Just look for News Radio Pensacola in your app store. That's News Radio Pensacola in the app store. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you before we get to our sports hit. President Biden has announced $60 million in aid going to Puerto Rico as he surveyed Puerto Rico today. And then the Nord Stream pipeline has stopped its leak after having earlier damage. And the Dow jumped up 800 points today in a nice rebound. Yeah, we went 1 out of 7 days where we ended up having a jump up in the stock market, and then we had a dramatic drop again yesterday, and now it's jumped back up again today. So 2 out of 8 days we've had a jump in the stock market. So and today was a really good jump today. All right, it's those are your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, the NFL Monday Night Football tonight. You have the 2-1 Rams playing the 1-2 49ers on ESPN. It'll be at 7:15 tonight, and pretty good like in division rivalry right there between the Rams and the 49ers. You got preseason NBA on NBA TV beginning at 6:30 with the 76ers against the Brooklyn Nets and the Sacramento Kings against the Lakers after that. And then you have NHL preseason hockey beginning at 6 o'clock on ESPN Plus and with a whole bunch of teams. Plus, there's NHL Network having some preseason hockey as well. And then Major League Baseball. We're really getting to the final leg here of Major League Baseball. On ESPN Plus at 5:30, the Cardinals are going to be playing the Pirates. Atlanta Braves are playing the Marlins tonight. And the Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Boston Red Sox. And then when it comes to sports news, let's see here. There's Tua Tagovailoa for the Dolphins will not play against the Jets. and the Dolphins say they have no definitive timeline for his return. By the way, the NFL is expected to come out with some sort of new concussion guideline, and that guideline is going to include basically something along the lines of, if they look like they're wobbly, if they look like they're, you know, if they just look like they might have something, then you got to keep them out of the game. So something a lot of us were saying, essentially what the one of the big problems that the NFL or that the Dolphins did was they did what they legally could do at the minimum, but nothing more. You know, and so that's one of the, it's one of those things where it's like they were like, what? We followed all the protocols. Well, yeah, you followed all the protocols, but in doing so, you put a guy at risk because you didn't, it was clear that he had a concussion the week before. He should have sat out. Well, the NFL is now going to basically increasing those minimums so that if a team says, well, we did all the protocols. Now they're changing the protocols, right? Let's see here. The Broncos have lost their running back Williams to season-ending ACL tear in their loss to the Raiders. Bill Belichick explains his point of concussions. He says, I've removed players with concussion symptoms even if they were cleared, which I think is what a lot of us are complaining about. Just because they're cleared doesn't necessarily mean that they're okay to go. And now the NFL is changing their protocols to basically include that. Baker Mayfield not playing so great as a Carolina Panther. A lot of people are starting to realize why the Browns were willing to get rid of him. And, well, he's going to remain as quarterback for a while, though, because Sam Darnold doesn't look like he's close to returning. And in Major League Baseball, the Braves have seized the command of the NL East with a sweep of the Mets as the playoffs approach. The Chicago White Sox, Tony La Russa, has stepped down due to his health concerns. In college football, Alabama's quarterback Bryce Young, is day-to-day with a shoulder sprain. And a report coming out about U.S. women's soccer finds systemic abuse in the National Women's Soccer League. Very unfortunate story there. Let's get traffic on the flies with Gracie Wolf.
Really no slowdowns to report at the moment. I-10 and I-110 are moving nicely and no accidents reported by FHP that's causing some delays. Checking in clear on 29 and 90 as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
The crisis at the border is getting a lot of attention from Republican governors and talk radio heads like myself, right? Yes. So a new CBS YouGov poll found that 51%, not a lot, but it is a majority, just barely, 51% approve of Republican governors sending illegal immigrants to Democrat states or Democrat-run cities. 49% disapprove. 88% of the of voters who approve of the action believe it's an effective way to bring attention to the issue of illegal immigration, which is what a lot of us, why we support it. That's why. Out of sight, out of mind type of a situation. You bring it to their doorstep, all of a sudden it's not out of sight, out of mind anymore. Now you're going to maybe do something for the, you know, initially. So, let's see here. 87% of Republicans support the shipment of illegals elsewhere, while just 20% of Democrats think it's cruel. And so that's just a recent poll. Basically, it's pretty close, though. I mean, when the headline of this was like, the majority of Americans approve. I mean, it's barely. 2%? I mean, that's barely. Really, you could say half approve and half don't approve. That's really the close. I mean, 51% and 49%? Yeah. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The selling your house in a changing market is very stressful. I get it. And right now might be the best time to get the most money before rates rise once again, and we know that they will rise once again. So call the agent I would call, Christina Leavenworth. She sells more houses for more money than anyone in Pensacola. Now, her and her team succeed because they focus on making sure their clients succeed. She's the only agent in town who would guarantee her performance. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it and you pay her nothing. She'll even put it in writing. And why would she make a guarantee like that? because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing, generating demand, so much so that she already has about 100 approved buyers looking and ready to buy. She doesn't have the houses to sell to them. So if you have a house, Christina may have the buyer for you right now. Just give her a call, 850-723-9158. I just got a text from somebody the other day, said they heard the ad, they called her up, and she sold their house for top dollar within a week. So she could probably do that too. Give her a call, 850-723-9158. Also, if you need to sell right away, Christina will buy your house for all cash, and she can close in 7 days. Call Christina Leavenworth. Get more money today at 850-723-9158. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. And then kind of a couple of interesting stories here for you to share, one of which, what's something that you wish you could do in public and not get scrutinized for? Got a list of that coming up next. Hey, the 2022 season of Bands on the Beach is still going on throughout this month, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. So we're getting down to the wire here with the bands from Bands on the Beach. Coming up tomorrow night will be Southern Breeze. Southern Breeze has an original blend of rock and country, acoustic, and southern rock hits. So while you're out there, check out our sister station, Cat Country 98.7's tent, to spin the prize wheel and sample something delicious from Pepsi. Check out the whole lineup on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, it happened again this weekend. Another truck got lodged underneath the notorious graffiti bridge. Happened on Sunday morning. Pensacola police say an 18-wheeler was headed northbound. Apparently, they miscalculated the height of their rig. The trailer got stuck under the bridge. Good news, the driver didn't get hurt. A tow truck was able to, of course, pull the damaged trailer out. But got to wonder how many times this is going to keep happening.
Yeah, it'll keep happening. I don't know what will stop it, because we've talked about it so many times before in the past. Solutions that could possibly help people from driving underneath it. But the problem, I guess, is that it comes down to the government body that is in charge of the bridge isn't willing to do those things that are needed to ward people off. So until they can get something like there's chains or something that you could hit before that, that'll kind of alert you like you're too low. You know, merely having lights flashing isn't doing it. Having signage, that isn't doing it. I think they literally need to have chains or something that hangs down, you know, that where you'll hit it 20 or 30, 40 feet before you get to it from both directions, you know. That way when you hit those and then you have a big sign that says if you hit those chains or whatever, then you're going to hit the bridge. And then maybe they'll stop people from going under there. So to me it seems like a simple solution, but, you know, the right government body has to be willing to put those preventative measures into place. So there you go. What are some things that adults wish that they could do freely in public without scrutiny? A new poll asked people, what are some of those things? Here are some of the things on there. Dancing in the street. You can dance in the street without scrutiny. No big deal. Adjusting your underwear or adjusting yourself in general. Yeah, I mean, I guess you can adjust yourself, and people may give scrutiny. It depends on how much you're adjusting or scratching or itching. I guess that's the part that matters. Doing yoga stretches in the park. I guess you can do that without scrutiny. If you're with a group, if you're by yourself, yeah, that might be, I don't know. Yeah, you should. I think nowadays you could probably still do that. Walking barefoot came up on the list. People don't walk barefoot. I see people walking barefoot all the time still without any kind of scrutiny for that. Now we're getting to some other ones here. Passing gas or burping openly and loudly. People want to. They wish they could just do that openly without any kind of scrutiny or anything like that. Okay. All right. How about, here's a couple other ones. Listening to something without headphones. No, you're disrupting everybody around you. That's not good. No, you can't do that one. And then how about walking down the street singing loudly? Once again, I see people do that around here all the time. All right. And then here's going to the movies alone. I go to the movies alone all the time. I don't think anybody scrutinizes that. There's nothing wrong with that, is there? At least I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I like going to the movies by myself sometimes. Oh, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Really nothing to slow you down right now. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear, as well as nothing to really slow you down on 29 or 90. Looking good on Blue Angel, Lillian Highway, Fairfield, and Bower Road. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Speaking of doing things in public that we wish we could just do without holding back or without scrutiny, what about swearing, cursing? A big study on swearing found the top big cities that swear the most. And it actually kind of surprised me. Columbus, Ohio came in number one. The national average is about 21 swear words a day. That seems a lot, actually, 21 swear words a day. But Columbus, Ohio hits about 36 per day, followed by Las Vegas. And then number three, Jacksonville, Florida came in third most swear words out of big cities. Then it was Oklahoma City, Dallas, Philadelphia, Indianapolis, San Francisco, Louisville, and then Fort Worth, which I think is funny because Fort Worth makes the list and it's basically a suburb of Dallas. So basically, Dallas areas hit it twice. Two cities tied for the least amount of swearing, Phoenix and Portland, Oregon. And so those right there. It kind of surprised me, some of those on that list right there. Some of the other some other statistics pertaining to swearing. The place you're most likely to use some swear words is at home. 55% of us do most of our swearing at home. 24% while we're with friends. 7% while driving. 7% while at work. Work is the top place we want to swear, but we hold back. And then followed by in front of strangers, and then finally followed by kids. Being around kids is where we hold ourselves back as well. The number one person we swear at is actually ourselves. 54% said they swear more at themselves than anyone else, or just by themselves. They're not really swearing at someone. So yeah, I can see that one too. Universal things that make us swear: hurting ourselves, road rage, when we get bad news, when we crack a joke, when we argue, and when we get good news. That's funny. And finally, our favorite fill-in words to use instead of swearing: fudge, shoot, frick or frickin', crap, dang, heck, darn or darn it, holy cow, dang it, or freaking. What? Goodness gracious, didn't make the list? It's Pensacola, or oh boy. Oh, come on now. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 983. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Okay, the pumpkin spice thing has gotten out of hand. It's official. It's gotten out of hand. Hefty, you know, the garbage bag company, Hefty started selling pumpkin spice trash bags online only this past weekend. Oh, no, don't pull up your phone. You can't buy them. They sold out almost immediately. They were selling for $6 a box, and people are already starting to sell them online at $100 a box because they're unavailable. Hefty called the pumpkin spice scent a limited edition, so there probably won't be any more coming out this year. Ugh. That pumpkin spice garbage bags? It's weird. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.